Sunday in my church, we have a number of public Bible readings, from first lesson, second lesson, some appointed for the service, to the epistles reading. Now, when I'm not distracting myself by whispering something to my wife's ear, I pay attention to these readings and I learn a lesson or two. At home, I share these lessons with my family. And on Sunday Lesson Podcast, I document these lessons for future reference and for anyone who cares to get them. Hello and welcome to Sunday Lessons Podcast. I am Brother IJ. Now, from Romans chapter 12 verse 6, we saw the scripture tell us, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak with as much faith as God has given you. I like to look at this thing from other translations. NIV say, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. That first sentence is what I want to look at from different translations. Common English Bible says, we have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. Contemporary English version say God has given each of us different gifts to use. Young Literature translation said, and having gifts different according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy according to the proportion of faith. We saw what the scripture says in Romans chapter 6. We saw what the scripture says in Romans chapter 12 verse 6. And the lesson for us here is that we are equipped with different gifts to serve God. Now, the reality, first thing I want us to bear in mind is that God is still working among men, except that He can't show up in His self. He typically uses people. That's why we see in the book of Isaiah where God was saying, I sought for a man. That's why He met Moses and say, I've heard the cry of my people. I think it's in Exodus chapter 2. And say, I've heard the cry of my people and I want to answer them. And because I want to answer them, I'm sending you. There are many answers to our prayers that God will miraculously take care of. A case in point is if somebody has sickness in his body, we can make prayers and petitions to God on the person's behalf, and the person will just wake up and the disease will dissolve away or disappear. That is a manifestation of the power of God. However, there are cases where He actually uses a doctor to do the work. Also, God wants us to be filled with knowledge of the Word of God. God wants our lives and our hearts transformed, but He doesn't do it magically. The way He works is that He uses instruments to get these things done. That has been His practice. And we see this thing again exemplified when we look at the apostles, when we look at different people that God gave gifts and anointing at different times. So point I'm trying to make in essence is that we have different gifts God has given us, and God actually has to give us those gifts because He wants to have an extension of Himself on this earth. And the way to have that extension is to walk through other people. Do we understand that? So you and I, as members of the body of Christ, we have actually been gifted differently. And why God gave us is because He actually wants us to go and walk with them. Do we understand that? God gave different... I mean, do you know it's so serious that even the scripture records that God gives one man an eloquent... this gift of an eloquent speech or something like that. I mean, from... let's look at it, please. Acts of Apostles chapter 18, 24 to 28. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, an eloquent speaker who knew the scriptures well, had arrived in Ephesus from Alexandria in Egypt. Now, I didn't even know this verse of the scriptures in the Bible until recently. Now, I mean, I didn't know this to talk about somebody has a eloquent speech or something like that. Now, this guy has the skill, and he knew the scripture well. Some other translation even make it more poetic. Meanwhile, a certain man named Apollos arrived. He was a native and well-educated and effective in his use of the scriptures. That's the amount of gift God gives people. So we are equipped with different things. There are people that, no, they don't have this eloquence in speech, and they are not skilled in the use of the scriptures. However, they can pray well, they can lead people to pray. There are those that can't pray. They don't have eloquence in speech, but they can encourage people. There are those they can't encourage, but if we want to have an event or crusade, they can organize it and make it work well. Do you understand that? So God gave us different gifts, and like we see from Romans, according to the grace available to us. And the key thing I want us to know is that He did not give us this gift for decoration. He gave us this gift to serve Him. He gave us this gift to serve Him. He gave us this gift as an extension of His person on this earth. So when God wants to encourage a person, yes, He can, through Holy Spirit, give him encouragement in his heart or in a dream or something. But there are times that you will hug somebody, pat him or her on the back, and just say a word in less than 2 minutes, and the person's spirit will come up alive. There are times that God wants things done, like He wants students in secondary school to learn mathematics well, so they don't have to depend on exam malpractice. You see, I can't magically put mathematics knowledge in anybody's head, but you have equipped you with skill, with understanding of mathematics and ability to transfer the knowledge to another person. So He gives you that understanding so you can teach. He gives you that ability so you can teach. Sometimes we think that all the gifts that God gave us is for the church. That is not all. Well, I don't believe that's all. I believe that some of the gifts God gave us actually find expression outside church environment. Bible talks about the person who is an encourager and different things. I want to extrapolate that what happened in that passage was that some of those gifts were mentioned. The list was not exhaustive. I believe that the gift extends to people who can actually write computer language. I believe the gift extends to people who can repair motorcycles. I believe the gift extends to people who can do graphics, those who can do media, those who can set up lightning for crusade and stuff like that. I believe the gift extends that far. What I want us to bear in mind is that whatever gifts you have been given, there is one clear instruction that gift was not given to you for fun. It was not given to you for entertainment. It was not given to you to do what? To use it just as you want. It was given to you to serve the Lord. Remember the first lesson we learned from this particular Bible passage. We are reading that your body is now a living sacrifice to God. So you don't have the liberty to do with it as you want. You wait and take instruction on how to use this body from God. And if God says, my guy, you can't use this body like this, you can't. So when God has given you a gift, please, your focus is to deploy them to serve the people you are supposed to serve. I'm inclined to say this, that many times those gifts will find expression in the body of Christ. Please use it to serve the body of Christ. I think you start from there and extend it to the world. Please use it to serve the body of Christ. Many, of course, sometimes we are multi-gifted too. So please use your gift as much as it has been made available to you to serve the body of Christ. Many times you will require to actually, the way it works, like we saw earlier, we belong to each other. What it means that the brother who doesn't know how to organize, but God gives him rhema and word, and he wants to go and teach that word, you help him organize a teaching seminar. You help him organize a teaching crusade and stuff like that. That's how it works. So while you can organize, you can't organize if the person doesn't want to teach anything. So you can see that we help each other do our assignments well. So God has given you a gift of organizing. But if the teachers are not serious, they are lazy, they are not diligent in their work of organizing, the problem we now have is this, that we can't have a teaching seminar because you can't use your own skill of organizing, because the one who is called to teach has nothing to teach. The one who is called to teach is not even serious about teaching. He doesn't care about teaching. He's all he cares about is how to make money, how to jackpot, and how to follow his own whims. He doesn't care about what does the person who currently own my body really want to do with this body. And that becomes a problem on its own. Again, I want to repeat, we are called and given different gifts. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. If God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. Please, the lesson we are taking from this is this. Calm down. Find out what God has given you the ability to do very well and do it well. Find out that thing God has given you skill, capacity to do well. Please focus on it. Again, remember he said, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. What a lot of people do is that God gives them capacity to do certain things well, they just ignore those things. Sometimes they feel it's not small, big, sometimes they feel it's not big enough. Sometimes they feel it's not glamorous enough. Sometimes they feel it's not rewarding enough. Here's something I want to tell you. I learned this thing from Pastor Banky many years ago. He said that, you see, in this life, that the way it works is that Paul planted, Apollos watered, God gives the increase. Everybody did their own part. God is one who rewards people. He doesn't reward you according to the result because he's the one who gives the result. So he gives every man reward based on the one he has been assigned to do. So if Apollos decide not to water after Paul has planted, Paul will receive his gift for planting. If Apollos is with water, Paul refuses to plant. And Apollos is ready with his water, now in business. I mean, now Paul's business now with God. Point I'm trying to make with this that I learned, that even if the assignment I've been given to doesn't make me famous, it doesn't make me popular, it's not glamorous, it doesn't earn much money, it doesn't make people thank me, people can't even see what I'm doing, like washing the toilet in a church. It doesn't matter. You know what matters is that, okay, this thing God has given you, you take it seriously. Look at what it says in verse 7. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. I think I want to spend some time to talk about this, doing this work well. But why I have to read this verse 7 even before it's time to look at it is this. Please, the emphasis that no matter what it is you are given to do, the instruction is to do it well. The instruction is to serve within the gift that he said. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak with as much faith as God has given you. So you operate your own gift to full capacity. Utilize your own gift to the proportion of the faith God has given you. So brethren, please, if God has given you anything, gift, no matter how small it is, mundane it is, non-spiritual it is, big it is, spiritual it is, please, the instruction is to use it as much capacity of faith that God has given you. Please, what I'm learning here is this. Please, I shouldn't sit down and check how others are using their gifts to take a cue, except they are using their gifts mightily. However, I cannot relax. I cannot measure how to use my gift based on how much they are using their own. I just said, to what measure has God given me the capacity to do my own? I utilize the measure of faith to full capacity. I won't sit down and say, no, other people are not even doing anything with their own. Why should I do with my own? No, I won't do that. What I do is I find out, to what measure of faith has God given me concerning this matter? I settle down and use the capacity to that, I use it to that extent. Please, I also want to highlight something. You say, every man use his prophecy according to the proportion of his faith. Please, try as much as possible. It's not clearly spelled out here, but something I'm inferring from this passage too. Please, try and stay within boundary. If prophecy, prophesy. They didn't say prophecy, try nothing. Except you are giving two gifts at a time. Please, no matter how glamorous somebody's gift is, please, if you ever abandon the one you are giving to do other things, what you are doing is that you are robbing us of the one that God gave you already. God gave everybody, God has given each person ability or gifts for doing certain things well. I think the first point is to identify what you like to do well. It's often hard to actually find out what you like to do well or what you have been given capacity to do well. If you are blinded by things like you want to do one that is the one that's popular, you want to do the one that's famous, you want to do the one that everybody will notice you. The moment notice me start driving you, my brother, my sister, you are walking away from the will of God. You are walking in a path that will make it difficult for you to utilize the gift that God has given you to serve Him. So I beg in God's name, please, find out that thing that comes out from you naturally. Again, the church may not appreciate it. Brethren may feel like, no, this guy is not even... They're not going to rate you. Do you understand? I mean, the other thing I was joking with... a brother in my church. I'm a Sunday school teacher in my church anyway. And one time we were talking about the offices and we mentioned teachers and there's something who was discussing. He said we're in the same class with pastors, apostles and co. Say, but they know they rate us. Of course, he's not trying to say this as per complaining that since they know they rate us, make we begin look for rating. But there was a point I was making. I remember this that made me laugh because I never thought about it in that angle. That, I mean, we're in the same category with others that they give RAM after Thanksgiving service. No, but so my point, why I'm talking about this seriously, is please, we can't, because of rating, we can't, because of uploads, now abandon what God wants us to do. We can't do that. We can't. We find out what God has gifted us with and serve diligently. We'll serve God well. Now, in verse 7, it says, if your gift is serving, serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. We can see the emphasis is on whatever thing it is you have been given, do it well. Now, the question is, how do we do this thing well? Really? That's the question. The answer to that question is what I'm going to talk about in the next episode. How do we deploy our gift well? I mean, I want us to sit down on it and talk practical things. How do we really? Because, I mean, we have seen it clearly that whatever thing is a gift, that gift is given to serve. Now, how do we serve well? What constitutes serving well? Let's get to the next episode and we'll get to learn this. You just listened to an episode of my podcast. More episodes, blog posts, and books are available for free download on broij.com. Your feedback and questions are welcome through hello@broij.com or 0806-3967-498 on WhatsApp. To get snippets of my Bible notes on the go, follow me across social media platforms @TheBroIJ.